The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Michael Feuer, of course, well-known writer, journalist, writes in the Irish Times and has a new book called In a Natural Year that celebrates the everyday wonder of Irish nature, observed mostly from his back garden here in Dublin and sometimes in Waterford as well. Michael, it's lovely to have you on the programme. Good afternoon.
Good to be with you, Damien. Good afternoon to you and all your listeners.
And you're listening to Rachel there. So many of us
connecting
with gardens and nature. And it dovetails nicely from her last answer there into your first answer about, you know, the benefits of it.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I listen to Rachel and it rings bells with me all the time. My book, A Natural Year, is a kind of a lighthearted effort to reveal to and sensitise people to the delights of everyday nature all around us. You know, if we begin to open our eyes and see and appreciate the glorious wonders of our flora and fauna, it might be the first step in getting us to respect and protect it, which is the really important thing.
Yeah, because,
you know,
we have fallen away a little bit, haven't we?
We're,
you know, they talk about one step away or more than one step away now from the land, but we've become one or two steps away from nature as well, haven't we?
Yes, we have indeed. You know, in everybody, there's a deep-seated urge, in fact, to connect with nature. And we also know, you know, that interaction with the natural world is scientifically proven to relieve stress and boost well-being, as your last speaker was talking about. And in the midst of this kind of current awful virus situation, the birds are busy in every garden. They're enthusiastically singing, building nests and mating. They're an absolute joy to behold. Flowers and shrubs and trees are bursting into glorious bud and blossom. You know, it's greatly relieving and uplifting.
And is this, I suppose, what gave you the itch to write this book?
Yeah, but I've written about nature in various books. I've kind of touched on nature. But this particular time, and strangely enough, it was before the COVID settled in. I wrote this book. It was published in March of last year, which wasn't the best time to publish because all the bookshops were shut. But in fact, it was about us trying to encourage people to look at the simple things around them. You know, there's this kind of idea that exotic nature is kind of exciting, but ours is rather dull, which is not true at all. Our nature is spectacularly wonderful. All you have to do is open your eyes, open your ears, even open your nose. I did a series of articles a number of years ago called Stop, Sit, Look and Listen, and Smell as well.
And
which was about actually, you know, slowing down
and
just watching what's happening around you.
And can you do that as comfortably in a suburb of Dublin as you can down in the middle of the countryside?
Strangely, Damien, you know, one thing that's covered in my book, A Natural Year, is the fact that, strangely, my suburban garden, and it's very much a standard semi-D suburban garden, my suburban garden in County Dublin, there's more wildlife available out the kitchen window than there is in my cottage in rural County Waterford.
Well, when I was in primary school 150 years ago, I had a teacher in third class called Mrs. Murphy, and she was just nature. That was her life. It was nature.
Yes.
And it became so much part of our curriculum each day that on a nice day, she would take us out to the little garden and teach us about the different birds and different plants.
Yes.
And it was a great way of learning the difference. I suppose nowadays, how many of us, you know, can identify the birds in our garden?
Well, it depends on what turns you on, Damien. I mean, some people would laugh at the sort of stuff I write, but I think more and more people are becoming really interested in nature and in ordinary nature. I mean, you know, we have two wonderful wood pigeons in our back garden. And you know the wood pigeon, you hear them every morning very early because they're very loud around my house. But the wood pigeon's kind of rather fat and waddles around the garden. But just to watch them alone, is spectacular, particularly now at this time of the year. They're courting and they're mating, and the male, usually it's on top of a wall outside our kitchen window, And the female is standing there, and the male is doing all he can. He's ducking and flaring his tail feathers and doing little hops, and he's kind of following her along the wall. And after kind of about 4 or 5 minutes of this impressive display, the female just flies away.
Yeah, sure.
And the poor male looks like looks very gormless, standing there wondering what I did wrong. I mean, these are the kind of things that give you pleasure, because there are human connections with all of that kind of stuff as well.
That's humans mocking nature, really, there, isn't it?
Yes, in that regard.
Now, you say there that's what's happening at the moment, and you've written the book in a diary format, which is beautiful and very clever, because we're now in the month of April and we can flick through to April in your book and see what's going on and what to look out for. So what should we be looking out for? What's happening in our gardens at the moment?
Well, I wouldn't say clever is the word for us. I write a journal all the time. And it came to me that there was a need to get the one, you know, get the delights that I was experiencing, and Therese, my wife, is experiencing in the garden and elsewhere, to get those out to the public, to try and get them to sensitize them. But anyway, that was the, and I just simply robbed my journal to make the book. What's happening now at the moment? Well, look, bumblebees are appearing in numbers now, and that humming sound to me signals summer is on the way. What wonderments! And you know, try and look to see how many varieties of bumblebees you can see, and have a look at what kind of flowers they're getting nectar from, and maybe you need to plant a few more of those. Identify the hoverflies, those wonderful guys who just hover in the middle of the garden. They're actually our friends, because they deal with the pests that eat the plants that we so carefully plant. They go for green fly, and they go for trips and things like that that eat all the plants. The other thing to watch at the moment is, at the moment, the birds are nesting. They're building the nest. You can see these birds one at a time bringing large twigs into a bush or into a tree. And it's amazing to think that they go to so much trouble simply to make this nest, to procreate. It's a wonderful thing. And the courting displays I've mentioned already.
Yeah.
I was out early this morning in the beautiful sunshine that you mentioned, Damien.
Yeah.
I was out for a walk and looking at the, you know, people don't realize that trees have flowers. And this is the best time to see the flowers. This morning out walking, I was admiring the delicate green blooms of an oak tree. You wouldn't think an oak tree had flowers, but indeed it does. They're actually green flowers. They're not fancy colors.
Yeah.
Now, they have flowers.
You mentioned
chestnut trees have got their leaves out, spread out, and the fabulous candelabras that we can expect to see in a month's time are just about showing.
Yeah, you say about being out early this morning. I have a texter here who says, I garden every morning at 6:15 after my walk.
Yes.
People think I'm mad, but that's because they've never done it.
So. No, you're not mad by any means. I mean, at this time of the year, the sun comes up, you know, it's getting up earlier and earlier every morning. And really, we should be. And I give out to myself, because I have to say I'm fond of the bed at that stage. But you need to get out and get out there. And it's so good for your soul, so good for your stress levels. I mean, we know this, that these things are good for our stress levels and our soul. So we should get out there in that sunshine. And later on this afternoon, I think we're going to have some bad weather. So the morning is always the good time to get out.
Always a good time to get out. Somebody else has said, Mary in Wexford, gardening, I've become so involved in gardening, accompanied by the singing birds, that even the housework comes second. Perfect therapy for COVID time. So when we talk about shots in the arm, it really can be a virtual shot in the arm as well. Well, the book, as I said, is called In a Natural Year by Michael Feuer. Michael, it's been lovely chatting to you. I didn't really get chatting to you about, you know, your concerns and all the concerns about biodiversity loss and what we can do about that.
There, but let's not get too tied up.
No, absolutely. Great to chat to you. Enjoy the rest of the day. And Rachel
Good
Doyle down there in Wicklow / Carlow, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today as well.